This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You go to your computer or you pull out your phone, you fire up the browser of your choice, you type in marketplace.org, and magically, our website shows up. Except it's not magic. The internet is a deeply complicated and completely essential system, the architecture of which has been run under contract with the United States government by a group known as ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Well, that relationship is going to change somewhat. The Commerce Department announced Friday it's going to get out of the internet business just as soon as a replacement group is set up to keep an eye on things. We've called up the CEO of ICANN, Fadi Shahadi is his name, to see how that might work in practice. Mr. Shahadi, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
For those of us who don't necessarily follow top-level domain name protocols, what exactly is happening here?
Well, every time someone types the name of a website in the world, they type a name dot something. That something is called the top-level domain.
So .com or dot whatever.
Exactly. And we have expanded these now, so there will be hundreds of new ones in the months ahead, like .green and .Paris and .Berlin, for example.
And how did it come to pass that you and the Department of Commerce, that is the American government, decided that the American government would not be involved anymore?
It's been envisaged from the foundation of ICANN 15 years ago that that would happen. The question wasn't if, it was simply when will the Department of Commerce cede its role of essentially giving confidence to the world that ICANN is doing what it's supposed to do, to the community that includes the private sector, civil society, the users, governments, everyone. So the time has come.
Let me pick up on that word you used, confidence. Nobody will say that the United States is blameless in its internet handling, given recent world events. But who will take the Department of Commerce's place? What group? What organization? Will it be something like the United Nations that's going to do it?
No. There will be no new organization or an organization to replace the role of the United States. The United States was very clear that it intends for the multi-stakeholder community to devise mechanisms or processes that would replace its role through the organizations that exist today, rather than the creation of a new organization.
You'll forgive me, but that sounds like a veritable recipe for bureaucratic non-functioning.
Consensus building is not easy. If you've done it around your family table, you know how hard it is to get everyone to agree where to go for dinner. So, yes, this may not be the shortest route to make decisions, but it is the right route.
I appreciate your comments on the timing and how this has been in the works for a good long while, but one can't help but wonder if the United States is trying to show a little internet good faith to the global community after Mr. Snowden and his revelations.
Look, I think it is easy to attach a decision by the U.S. government to an event. If the coincidence is there, it is there. Has the Snowden affair raised in the global consciousness the need for internet governance? Maybe, and yes is the proper answer. But at the end of the day, this decision is independent of that. It is dependent purely on the work of thousands of people over 15 years that lead us to this day.
You understand how American businesses might be a little utsy about this.
In 15 years, we have not had a nanosecond of downtime. ICANN has managed the system with distinction. We will continue to do so. It is our number one priority.
Fadi Shahadi, he is the president and CEO of ICANN. Mr. Shahadi, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.